The telephone recordings in the first part of this program were made in 1974 from my Lynbrook, Long Island, number 5 crossbar line. Here's a call to the 775 prefix in North Carolina's area code 919.
I'm sorry, we're unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording.
Back then, I was a big fan of that particular voice. I guess I still am. And so I wanted to see whether there were some other recordings in that general area. But I didn't know the name of the city, so here's a call to the local cord board operator in Lynbrook, Long Island, who in turn calls the rate and route operator.
May I help you?
Yes, can you tell me where the 919-775 exchange is or find out for me?
919-779?
775.
775, all right, one more.
Am I reaching
5 minutes?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Operator?
Operator, would you be able to tell me where 919-775 is located?
Right. Sanford.
Where?
Sanford, North Carolina.
Thank you. Sanford, North Carolina.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Directory assistance in many area codes, especially 919, was in those days handled by a cord board who would then connect you to the appropriate local directory assistance bureau of whatever area you were trying to reach. This was extremely helpful for a phone freak because good old 555-1212 was able to connect you right through. In fact, normally they would do this. They'd connect you right through to the local operator in whatever place you were asking about. You could then ask the local operator things that only someone in the area would know.
What city?
Sanford. Operator, can you tell me what prefixes are local to local calls to Sanford customers?
775 and 776. We also have Broadway, which is 258. Olivia is 499.
And that's the entire local calling area, right?
Right.
Thank you.
The main 555 operator for 919 was in Greensboro. She plugged into a trunk to the Greensboro 4A and dialed 062131. To get the Sanford directory assistance. And by the way, earlier when Lynbrook called Rate and Route, she plugged into Hempstead Tandem 1 or 2, they were interchangeable, and she dialed 141. Anyway, now we have the local prefixes, let's check 258.
Is a non-working number. Please consult your telephone directory or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording.
Nope, no Jane Barbie there. Well, let's try 499.
The number you have dialed is a non-working number.
Okay, and that's pretty much it because 775 and 6 both went to the recording we heard first. So I didn't think much more about Sanford until March 1977, when I planned a phone trip, trying to touch as many independents as possible on the way from Greenville, North Carolina to Atlanta. And Sanford was not only pretty much on my way, but it also had a mom-and-pop phone company called the Heinz Telephone Company, H-E-I-N-S, So that was reason enough to stop there, Jane and a small phone company. The telephone recordings that follow were made in March 1977 from Sanford itself.
Fuquay's Arena was, as it turns out, the last place that was local to Raleigh that I stopped at. The next stop was Sanford. The payphone there was, I don't remember who made it, but it was a very, very rectangular silver metal payphone, a type that you really don't see very often. It might have been North Electric, but I just don't recall. The phones there are semi-DTF. You get a dial tone first, and then you have to put a dime in. You can't really dial anything without a dime. It's like Gettysburg. And while I wasn't absolutely sure whether Gettysburg was a regular step or a Stromberg XY, I can tell you this clearly is a Stromberg XY. But it's really hard to tell the two apart because even though the Stromberg XY is mechanically different from step, it really is a step, and there are just subtle things that make it possible to tell one from the other. On the call to the operator, actually I called the operator and there didn't seem to be any ring at first to the cord board, who is right in this building. It's a mom and pop, they have their own operators. So I made a second call and started trying to dial a zero plus number, but it turned out that, you know, I thought I was dialing on something, but really I was just waiting for the operator to answer, and she came in the middle of my dialing.
Yes, can you tell me what exchanges I can call locally here?
775-776-258-499.
775-776-258-499.
Right.
Thank you. Oh, sorry, got you by mistake.
Well, let me dial my own number, and you'll hear a busy signal that... This is a busy signal that I imagined I would first hear in 1965. But actually, I didn't start hearing it until I was very much into playing with phones in 71, before I actually heard this. Using the dial tone as the busy tone, the new dial tone, is rare, but here's a place where it does. The dial tone's a little distorted, both on the busy and the dial tone itself here. If you listen during the busy signal, and I think before it, you'll hear this series of cycling tones on top of it. One tone and then another and then another. I'll explain that in a minute. You may have noticed that you couldn't hear any selector cut-in noises on the dialing of that number, and that is the fault of the semi-DTF arrangement they have here for the coin phone. There's something in between us and the first selector which causes an interval after each digit is dialed, and during that interval there are selectors making cut-in noises and absorb noises and so on, but we don't get to hear it. So blame the semi-DTF arrangement, not the XY, for this particular characteristic. As far as the semi-DTF thing goes, this sounds more like GTE. So it's quite possible that they're using an automatic electric semi-DTF arrangement as an adjunct to the Stromberg XY equipment. All right, let me dial a ringing number in the Sanford Stromberg XY. I'm going to pause when I hit the connector and just listen to the sound on the line. You'll hear those cycling tones. What those are is They are audio tones that are used on party lines that are being sent over subscriber line carrier. See, they have five different frequencies of ring here, which made it possible for there to be 10 party lines and have everyone's phone only ring for their own calls. Now, that was done on DC phone lines with different ring frequencies. They'd have 16, 20, 30, 40, 50 hertz, something like that. And the actual phone bells were set up so that they would only respond to the frequency they were listening for. Now, that worked fine on DC party lines, but when they went to subscriber line carrier, they had to translate the ring frequencies into audio tones to send down the carrier, to then be turned back into ring frequencies at the other end. So the CO would send out audio tones down the line. The subscriber line carrier would pass the audio tone to the thing at the other end, which would turn it back into whatever ring frequencies. And anyway, these audio tones that are cycling are the corresponding audio tones for the five ring frequencies used by the ringing machine here. Now, when they use the audio tones for distinctive ringing, I don't know whether that gets translated back into the old different AC frequencies of 16 hertz, 20 hertz, 30 hertz, etc., or whether they're using some more modern device to pick up the audio tone and convert that to regular 20 hertz ringing for the subscriber. I don't know. So what I'm going to do is, when I pause before dialing the last two digits, you'll hear the tones cycling over and over. You'll also hear another sound that is distinctive to XYs. You hear it a lot as crosstalk. When I dial the last two digits, you'll hear the local ring. And I should have probably dialed around to different local numbers, but I just wasn't thinking about that at the time. One of the quaint things about this place is that they have the 11X codes still valid. Here's 113 for directory assistance, 114 for repair. They have what is probably a test board on 117. And then 118, well, we'll let directory assistance tell you about that.
Do you have a number for time of day service in Sanford?
May I have that name again?
Do you have a time and temperature or a time of day service?
118.
Thank you.
So that was probably the test board. Now here's 118, And to my surprise, it did not collect my dime. In fact, it dropped me right back to dial tone. So I called it twice, and then the third time I dialed 110, a vacant level, which is a real treat here.
Total comfort includes a Tryon electronic air cleaner. Call the King's Men. Time 5, 7. Temperature 64. Total comfort includes a Tryon electronic air cleaner. Call the King's Men. Time 5, 7. Temperature 64.
I'm sorry. We're unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. I'm sorry. We're unable to... I'm sorry. We're unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording.
I was resetting the trunk by dialing, and it does that. When you hit a vacant level, it expects that you might continue dialing. So every time you dial, once the recording has started, it goes back to the ring, and then when you're finally through dialing, it will wait till the recording gets around and then stop the ring and put it on. 119 is ringback, or actually callback, and I'll get to that in just a minute. Now some calls to the 258 office. I assume this is another XY. I don't know. Might be a step.
The number you have dialed is a non-working number. Please consult your telephone directory or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. The number you have dialed. The number you have dialed is a non-working number. Please consult your telephone directory or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording.
So as I was saying, 119 is the callback circuit, and 119 was a code that really fascinated me. I first read about it in the Pennsylvania phone book at the office at the summer camp that I went to in August 1970, and some of the independents listed that under the instructions about how to call another party on your line. course, I'd already heard about 660, and I always wanted to try 119. So here's a place where the code really is 119 to ring your phone. Unfortunately, because of the semi-DTF, I can't use it to ring my phone, because the same thing as in Gettysburg. If I hang up the phone after dialing my number, by the time it's through returning my dime, the phone line has been busy too long for it to reach me, because it tried during the dime return process, so it can't ring the payphone. But I can use it to make a 258 number busy. So I'm going to dial 119 and a 258 working number. Then I'm going to turn around and call that number, and we'll hear the busy signal from the 258 tributary. That is the busy tone from the 119 circuit in Sanford, slightly different quality than the real Sanford busy. Now we'll call the 258 number that I have just made busy. Here's a 258 number I got ringing by accident. I didn't actually dial 258, but I dialed some combination of digits that put me on there anyway, and was ringing it before I knew it, and we got an answer. And I didn't quite hang up fast enough. As I said, this phone company has operators right in the building. It's really cool to hear a switchboard that's right in the same building, and let's use it to call my former Long Island home number. I call it way too much on this trip. I just have to keep calling home, and nobody's there anymore. Mom's not there, but Jane answers instead.
Yes, could you get me area code 516-593-983?
Okay, do you want to pay here, sir?
Yes.
May I have the number you're talking from?
776-9942.
Thank you, one moment. Be 215 when they answer, sir. Just a minute.
Would you believe it? My tape ran out again, but no worry there. At one point, I got a really long dial tone, and then I eventually dialed the digit 8 just by itself. Now, that's where the 258 trunks are, but it's blocked. And here is a distinctive feature of Stromberg XY. Sometimes when they want to block a digit to prevent dialing errors from reaching the trunk, it sounds just like a step. You hear it slide over to the 11th terminal, and it's on the reorder. But very often on the first selector, the reorder will just come on. In fact, on some XYs, the reorder is there while the dial is unwinding. You can hear a reorder on the line. Now in this one, you hear it go right to the reorder. It clicks because of all the extra equipment for the semi-DTF that's on the line. But anyway, here's the way a reorder can come on a Stromberg XY that never happens on a regular step. Now here is a more typical blocking experience that could be a step or an XY. I'm going to dial 1-8, and again we get the reorder, but this time you hear it sliding over to the 11th terminal. Well, now there's one more tributary, 499, which didn't used to have a Jane Barbie recording.
The number you have dialed is a non-working number. Please consult your telephone directory or ask the operator for assistance. This is a recording. Area code 919, Olivia, North Carolina.
Well, that's it for the Heinz Telephone Company. I didn't pass through any of the tributaries of Sanford. The next stop is the Siler City area.